News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sengupta. Let's have a listen to some of the top stories at this time. NCP and Congress leaders are expected to discuss a range of issues, from the name of their likely alliance if they join hands with the ideologically opposite Shiv Sena to the contours of the tie-up in the coming polls in their meeting scheduled for today, an NCP leader said on Tuesday. The Congress and the NCP are not comfortable with the name Mahashiv Aghadi, a grand alliance comprising the Sena, the leader said. We don't want name of any party in the alliance. Even in the NDA and the UPA, alliances don't have names of parties, the leader added. The Congress-NCP alliance is known as Aghadi or Front, and the Shiv Sena, BJP, RPI and other smaller parties are known by the term Mahayuti, the Grand Alliance. The two parties would also discuss whether they would contest the civic body polls with the Shiv Sena if the three parties join hands to form the government in the state. Polls to several civic bodies, including the Brihan Mumbai Municipal Corporation, are to be held in 2022. A meeting with the Congress scheduled on today to further discuss the possibility of government formation in Maharashtra was called off due to preoccupation of Congress leaders with Indira Gandhi's birth anniversary events. Congress leaders had requested that the meeting be postponed to today. The two sides have deputed leaders for holding talks on a possible alliance. Accordingly, Mallikarjun Kharge, Ahmed Patel and Congress General Secretary K.C. Venugopal, besides some state leaders, and Praful Patel, Sunil Tatkare, Ajit Pawar, Jayant Patil of the NCP were to meet to explore the possibility of an alliance with the Shiv Sena in the state. NCP President Sharad Pawar had a meeting with Congress President Sonia Gandhi on Monday. Pawar said if the NCP Congress have to take a view on government formation, they have to first discuss it between themselves. In the October 21 Maharashtra polls, the BJP Sena Saffron Alliance secured a comfortable majority by winning 105 and 56 seats respectively in the 288-member assembly. The Congress and the NCP, pre-poll allies, won 44 and 54 seats respectively. However, failing to evolve a consensus over the chief minister's post, the two Saffron parties parted ways, with the Sena exploring the possibility of tying up with the Congress and NCP. And the HRD Ministry has called the members of the JNU Students' Union for a meeting at 10:30 a.m. today with the high-powered committee constituted by the Ministry to look into the issues concerning the university. Also, another meeting of the hostel presidents with the panel has been scheduled in the later half of the day. Earlier on Tuesday, the Delhi police registered two FIRs in connection with the protest by JNU students over a hostel fee hike, a senior police official said. On the other hand, the university approached the Delhi High Court seeking contempt action against its students and the Delhi police for allegedly violating a court order against holding a protest within 100 meters of the varsity's administrative block. The JNU claimed that the students had grossly violated the August 9, 2017 High Court order by holding a protest within 100 meters of the administrative block and affecting its day-to-day working. It said the police also violated the court order by refusing and failing to take action to maintain law and order in the university. In the Lok Sabha, Saugata Roy of the Trinamool Congress raised the issue during the zero hour on Tuesday and said the hike should be rolled back as poor students will find it difficult to pay the amount. T.N. Prathapan of the Congress said the students are protesting for their rights. The government is undemocratically suppressing their voice against fee hike. The government is ruining higher education institutions, he said. The JNU Students' Union says the strike will not be called off till demands are met. It also alleged that the registrar of the university refused to meet the members of the HRD Ministry-appointed panel for mediating between the agitating students and the administration and recommending ways to restore the normal functioning of the university. The JNU-SU, which has been leading the agitation against a hostel fee hike for 3 weeks, said the strike would not be called off until their demands are met. We got to know that the registrar refused to meet the HRD Ministry-appointed panel to mediate between us and the university. See their high-handedness? When they can refuse to entertain government representatives, how can they be expected to talk to us? Students' Union President Aishik Ghosh posed. There was no immediate response from the registrar or the university administration on the JNU-SU allegation. The strike will continue till our demands are met and the fee hike is completely rolled back, Ghosh asserted. A meeting of a parliamentary committee on the issue of air pollution in the national capital is scheduled for today after the absence of most of its members and senior officials from its last meeting sparked outrage and raised questions over their seriousness in fighting the menace. Sources said Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla pulled up some of the key officials who had skipped the panel's meeting on November 15 and asked them to ensure that it is not repeated. The panel's head and BJP MP Jagdambika Pal had written to the speaker over the matter, expressing his displeasure at the absence of senior government officials as they were scheduled to brief parliamentarians on the pollution crisis, especially in the national capital. An official message communicated to panel members stated that representatives of the Ministry of Housing and Urban Affairs, Ministry of Environment, Forests and Climate Change, Central Pollution Control Board will brief them on the role of MCD, DDA, NDMC, CPWD and NBCC, all central agencies, in reducing air pollution in Delhi. The strong reactions invited by their absence, including the lone BJP MP from the national capital in the panel, Gautam Gambhir, is likely to result in the presence of most parliamentarians and officials in the meeting today. And a parliamentary panel will meet today to seek response from the Ministries of Electronics and Information Technology, Home Affairs and the Department of Atomic Energy on citizens' data security and privacy, sources said. The panel headed by Congress leader and MP Shashi Tharoor will take up the WhatsApp snooping case in this regard. Tharoor is learned to have told the panel members that alleged use of technology for snooping on Indian citizens was a matter of grave concern and it would be discussed at length at the committee's next meeting on November 20. WhatsApp has already said it was suing NSO Group, an Israeli surveillance firm, which is behind the technology that helped unnamed entities hack into phones of roughly 1,400 users. Union Information Technology Minister Ravi Shankar Prasad has asked WhatsApp for a report on the allegations. Facebook-owned WhatsApp on October 31 said that Indian journalists and human rights activists were among those globally snooped upon by unnamed entities using an Israeli spyware, Pegasus. WhatsApp has over 1.5 billion users globally, of which India accounts for about 400 million. And a career army officer testified on Tuesday that President Donald Trump's call with Ukraine was improper as Republicans in the impeachment inquiry tried to undercut the national security official with remarkable exchanges questioning his loyalty to the United States. Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Winman said that it was his duty to report his concerns about the phone call but deflected repeated Republican efforts to divulge everyone he told about it, an attempt by GOP lawmakers to identify the anonymous whistleblower who spurred the impeachment probe. Windman, a 20-year military officer who received a Purple Heart after being wounded in the Iraq War, was among the officials who listened in to the July 25 call between Trump and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. The whistleblower raised significant worries about Trump's push for Zelensky to investigate Democrats, and Windman said he shared those concerns. "Without hesitation, I knew I had to report this," Winman told the House Intelligence Committee. "It was inappropriate. It was improper for the president to demand an investigation into a political opponent." Winman's emotional testimony launched a pivotal week as the House's historic impeachment investigation reaches further into Trump's White House. Democrats say Trump's pressure on Ukraine to investigate former Vice President Joe Biden while withholding U.S. military aid to Kiev may be grounds for removing the 45th president. Republicans have argued both that there was no linkage between the two matters and that there is nothing inappropriate, even if there was. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.